Lived on her own and didn't believe in ghosts or demons. What she believed in was that there were good and bad people in the world. Unfortunately for her and Frankie, they rarely got to see the good. Their work was dealing with murdering scumbags who didn't care about anyone except themselves. Even so, as she stepped into the entrance of the once grand house, which had been turned into apartments, she felt a cold chill run down her spine. It was so violent, her whole body shuddered.
"You okay?"
Frankie whispered in her ear, his hand touching the small of her back. A look of concern etched across his face. She nodded. Two paramedics came down the dark oak stairwell carrying their heavy bags.
"Evening, Maria, Frankie. There's nothing we can do for the patient. God bless their soul."
The paramedic crossed himself. "How bad is it, Don?" He made a swiping gesture with his hand across his neck, and Maria grimaced. "We better suit up now," Maria said. "I was kind of hoping it was a mistake, that it was just a serious assault."
"You and your wishful thinking, kid. I suppose we better had,"
Frankie sighed, passing her a plastic packet. They both pulled on the paper suit, nitrile gloves, shoe covers, and a mask, and went upstairs. Maria quickly surveyed the first two floors they came to, casting her eye around, and finding nothing out of the ordinary, pointed up. Frankie held out a hand, gesturing for her to go first. They climbed on in silence. An officer was stood at the foot of the next staircase, his face whiter than the paper suit Maria was dressed in.
"Next floor. I hope you have a steel stomach, because this isn't pretty."
A gut lined with steel was a requirement for her job. She didn't ask him what had happened, preferring to take in the scene herself without any preconceptions. The stairs up to this floor had been brightly lit, the hallways of the first two floors warm. She stared up at the uncarpeted, almost black wooden steps which led up to the attic, a terrible sense of dread filling the pit of her stomach as she sensed a definite shift in the atmosphere. It wasn't as well maintained as the rest of the house. Frankie grabbed her arm and she turned to look at him. His bright blue gloved fingers began to play out rock, paper, scissors. She formed a fist as he opened his fingers and he groaned.
"You won. It's your call."
"I'll go first." She tugged up the face mask around her neck, covering her nose and mouth, and inhaled deeply, ready to hold her breath. Even though every nerve ending in her body was screaming at her to get out of here, she forced herself to carry on. The wooden stairs creaked and groaned as Maria walked up, staying close to the wall in case the killer had grabbed the handrail. As she reached the top, a whiff of the all too familiar tangy, coppery smell threatened to overpower her. She crossed the small landing toward the open apartment door and stood at the threshold, staring at the sight which faced her. Blood splattered all over the painted antique white walls and beige carpets of what was otherwise a light, airy, open-plan living space. That was one of the reasons she preferred to go first. Once she'd seen what was waiting for her, she could cope. Her mind would switch to cop mode and she'd be fine. She always was. It was a nice apartment, would have been a nice apartment. Maria tilted her head and stared at the kitchen, trying to figure out what it was that was on the worktop.
"Jesus Christ, where's the head? Where are the arms and legs?"
Frankie muttered behind her. In that moment, she realized she was staring at a naked torso drenched in blood, with torn bits of muscle, tendons, and bones protruding from where the limbs should have been. She stepped closer, her mind trying to process the scene and what had happened. The most beautiful, intricate tattoo of roses and vines ran from where the thigh should have been up the side of the torso, and snaked across from one side of the body to the other, ending between the two breasts. Frankie spoke.
"Nice tattoo."
It was a nice tattoo, a quality piece of art done by someone who was very talented. This wasn't your average drunken girl's night out. Let's get matching tattoos done down a back street in Hell's Kitchen. Maria tore her eyes away from the bloody torso and looked around. She approached the huge fridge, opened the blood-smeared door, and let out a shriek. She barely managed to move back in time as the missing limbs...